follow me. Simple, right? Those two words are going to be the topic of today's program. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. It is Monday, September the 21st. Today, the church celebrates the feast of St. Matthew the Apostle. We're going to read the gospel that comes from daily mass. And you know, those two words, that's the invitation of Jesus to Matthew the Apostle and to each one of us. I really think we need to take a look at those words and that invitation and how they apply to each of us. And they do apply to each of us. And it sounds so simple, doesn't it? Follow me. That's all Jesus said. It's all he said to Matthew. And really, that's what he says to us today. Is that enough to get you to leave everything behind and embark on a new adventure? Kind of scary, right? But we'll talk about it, and I really think it's a message we all need to reflect on. It's something we all need to think about, and I think there is a lot that really took place in that encounter between Matthew and Jesus. So that's what we're going to talk about on the show today. I thank you for joining me on the program. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I had a good weekend. It is a beautiful day here in southern New Jersey. I hope it's nice where you are as well. I think what fall is this week. We turn into fall. I think this always happens. It's going to get warmer now. That's what, at least that's what the 7-day forecast seems to be saying. It's going to get a little warmer now. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. When it turns to fall, it doesn't. Did you ever notice that? It immediately nothing happens, or at least it seems that nothing happens. And then all of a sudden it gets really cold out. But again, I'm fine with that. It was an interesting summer, to say the least. And you know, look, a lot of what we talk about here is our ways to incorporate Jesus into our lives, or more importantly, how he can help us to live our lives. This has been a messed up year, hasn't it? I mean, I can't sugarcoat it. It has been wacky. I remember January 1st, New Year's, I had my typical set of resolutions, try to be a better person, try to get closer to Jesus. I mean, these are the my primary goals each year, for the past couple of years anyway. I want to become more like Jesus, want to let the Holy Spirit transform me, because I realize I have a long way to go. But man, as we got into Lent, and I was focused on my give up worry for Lent parish missions and talks and doing my traveling, I had no idea where we were going. But God did, you know? And I hope you're doing okay through this. You know, if you ever are struggling through the pandemic, through other things, because it's not just a matter of being afraid to get sick. I mean, there are financial challenges. I've shared with you on the program, all of my speaking got shut down, and just about none of it has been rescheduled. We're starting to schedule a few things for next year, but most of the talks, just they're not there. Things are different. People are hurting. You might be hurting financially. You might be hurting physically. You or someone you love might have the coronavirus or something else. There were two people in my family, in my extended family, who died since this coronavirus thing started. Neither one of them from COVID, but so people are getting sick still from other things. There's a lot of coronavirus cases. People are acting differently. People are starting to change and lose their minds a little bit because they're not able to connect with their loved ones as they used to. So it's a physical thing. It's an emotional or a mental thing people are struggling with. Spiritually, you know, people are saying, look, if you are questioning God, where are you, God, in all this? You're not alone. You're not alone. I would encourage you to look for him, and I'm going to tell you, he's in charge. He knows what he's doing. But if you're having those doubts, you're not abnormal. You're not abnormal. It shows you that you're human and you're dealing with a really, really tough situation. So you've got the spiritual, the emotional, the physical, and also the financial challenge of the current state of the world. Financially, businesses are closing. people are out of work. It's hard. So if you're ever struggling, and I'm going to tell you this, please contact me, email me, and I'll see what I could do. I'll pray for you more. Maybe I'll have some words of wisdom. I mean, I'm certainly not a therapist, but I deal with a lot of emotional issues. I mean, that's the focus of my ministry. Anxiety is the main thing I talk about. And Jesus can help you. And what I try to do on this show, and I think you appreciate that, and judging by the emails and the messages I'm getting, you do appreciate that. I try to tackle the hard questions, such as, I am praying. I am praying with thanksgiving. I am not worrying. I am doing what St. Paul told me to do in Philippians chapter 4. Instead of worrying, I am lifting everything up. And I'm waiting for that peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, to fill me up. But I'm not feeling it. Are you there? You might be. And here's the deal. These are the kind of issues that I have wrestled with and continue to wrestle with. I still believe that Jesus Christ is the answer. He will give us the peace we seek. He is ready and willing to get involved in our life. But sometimes the answer to that peace you're looking for is not as simple as, let me just say a prayer and it's all going to go away. Sometimes it takes a longer period of time. It's not always instantaneous. And that's what I've discovered. I've discovered that if you hang in there and you keep at it, the peace will come. The peace might go away, but it'll come again. And this is because, not because Jesus is imperfect. It's because that you and me, we're imperfect. And it's hard for us to surrender our lives to him, as we'll hear about Matthew doing today. It's hard for us to do that. And we mess up. And also sometimes Jesus delays the healing. He delays delivering the answer to the prayer for different reasons, because he knows what's best. But I like to take on those difficult questions, because I just don't want to leave you hanging. You know, I've heard people say, it's almost the answers are too simplistic, but I'm a cynic sometimes, and I want that explanation. All right, well, I'm praying and I'm still not feeling it. Or you tell me to read the Bible. How do I do that? Where do I start? Do I just open it up and start reading? You know, I want to give you more, and that's what I try to do on this program, and I'm going to keep doing that. But don't hesitate, if you need me, to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com, and I will do my best to do what I can for you, okay? Look, we're family, right? I come to you and I tell you I'm struggling financially. I need some help. You're coming through for me and I'm grateful. I ask you to write into me. You write in. You tell me why you like the show. You tell me about who you are. I continue to do so. If you're a new listener, if you've listened for a while and you haven't written in, shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know where you are, what you get out of the show. Let me know a little bit about you. You guys know about me. I'm pretty much an open book, but I really would like to know about you. I just want you to know that I'm here for you, okay? We are in this together. And it's just, I am not just going through the motions here when I say that. I mean that. I do what I do on a full-time basis. I used to work in the software industry. I now work in full-time ministry. I've had to give up a lot of things to do it, but I would not change a thing. My family and I, we've sacrificed, but thank God that Jesus, he finally broke through my stubbornness and I was able to connect with him. He was always there. I'm not going to blame him saying, where were you, Lord, for all these years of my life? No, he was there. The offer was always there. I just wasn't paying attention. And I hope that in some small way that I can bring you closer to Jesus, that I can let you know he's real. He's a friend, that your Heavenly Father is real, that he wants to help you, that the Holy Spirit is real, that the saints, the angels, they're real. And they're all waiting to help you in your life. That's my goal. I want to bring you a little bit more peace. I want to give you hope, because we need hope. We live in a world that is very dark at times. The news always seems to be bad. Division, riots, medical problems. I mean, just one thing after another. Financial woes, hatred. It all seems bad. But you know what? It's not bad. There is good news. The good news is that Jesus Christ is still the Son of God. He died on the cross and he rose from the dead in order to redeem us. And he has reserved a room for you and me in heaven. And that is good news. And we can live there forever once our life on earth is over. And guess what? There's no coronavirus in heaven. There's no financial problems. You can eat what you want and not gain weight. And see, that's the one I'm looking for. I heard somebody say that once. I like that, you know. And you know, there is evidence when Jesus, after he died and rose from the dead, and it's in the 21st chapter of John's Gospel, the final chapter, he encounters some of the disciples who are fishing, and he's eating, you know. So there is, you don't believe me, right? Do you? Let me see. Let me see if I can find this. I'm looking through my Bible now. I just want to share this with you because it's a pretty good story. And when they are, right, so let's see. They're where is this? The disciples are catching fish, cooking it over a charcoal fire and some bread. This is John chapter 21. And Jesus said to them, "Bring me some of the fish you just caught." All right, so he probably wanted to eat some fish. So, you know, imagine that, eating all the food you want. I don't know if that's how it works, but it's going to be great in heaven. I can't wait to get there. And look, I hope we all end up there. We hope we all have adjoining rooms. It's all going to be good. All of your problems are temporary. We talked about this before. Hang in there. It's going to get better, okay? In the meantime, let's get through this life together one day at a time. And I want to help introduce Jesus to you and be able to give you some hope. And honestly, in my heart, I really feel and believe. I'm not going to come on the air on this program and lie to you. I believe there is hope. There is good news. I do not know how this COVID thing is going to play out, when it's going to play out. But I believe there is hope. God is working good and will continue to work good out of this. And I do believe it'll end someday. I just don't know when. I see improvement. I see positive things coming out of it. I'm ready for it to be over. Believe me, I'm ready for it to be over. But I want you to just hang in there. Know that I'm praying for you. And if you ever need me, please contact me, okay? I think it's time to pray, okay? Would you please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us yet another day. Father, this day is proof that you have not given up on us. That is wonderful. Thank you. Times it gets hard, Father. It's tough sometimes. You know that. Life can be a struggle. It was a struggle for your son, Jesus. But yet, by keeping focused on doing your will and being driven by the Holy Spirit, Jesus was able to endure tremendous suffering and humiliation and persecution and accomplish his goal to die and to rise from the dead for sinners like me so that the gates of heaven could be open. He redeemed us, Father, and we are so grateful for that. So I know that you have me in this life right now. You have us in this life. There will be troubles. Jesus told us there will be troubles. But we know that we are not alone. Father, you are with us. You sent the Holy Spirit to us. You sent Jesus to walk with us. So we thank you for never leaving us alone, Father. We know that you're never too busy for us to enter into a conversation with you, which is what prayer is. So as we stand before you, Almighty God, the creator of the entire universe, on behalf of us, all of us here, at the table of following the truth as we start this program, we want to say thanks. Thanks for loving us into existence. Thank you for sustaining our life. Thank you for providing for our needs. Thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the church. Thank you, Father, for the gift of the Bible and the sacraments. Father, we turn to you today and we ask for you to give us what we need. both spiritually and materially. Give us what we need. And grant us the grace to be able to remain free from sin for the remainder of the day. Just today. We're just going to focus on today. Like Jesus did, we want to do your will. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, that is possible. So we ask you to please continue to let your Spirit work in us so that we can remain free from offending you by sin. Father, we pray for an end to this coronavirus. We pray for all those who are affected by it in any way. And I ask, Father, for you to pour out your Spirit on us today. Please give me the words for this show and open all of our minds and hearts so that we may be receptive to your message. Heavenly Father, we ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Can't believe it. The show is half over. But you know what? At the beginning, I felt I needed to say those things to you. I want to make sure you understand that I don't just do this show. This isn't a lecture. This is your friend, your family member, right? You and me, we're friends. We're family. And we are trying to support one another on the way to heaven. That's where we're all headed, to the same destination. We're all headed to heaven. This life is temporary. And I say support one another. You are supporting me, not just financially, but your emails, your prayers, your kind wishes. I'm not kidding. You are supporting me. So thank you. I hope I'm doing the same for you. And, you know, again, let me know, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know your story. Let me know how I can help you. I don't have all the answers. I really don't. But maybe I can steer you in the right direction or send some extra prayers your way. Okay, so don't ever hesitate to do that. All right, let's talk about this gospel now. St. Matthew, one of the apostles, one of the four evangelists who wrote the gospels. Matthew was a tax collector by profession. He was a money guy. Tax collectors were hated by the Jewish people because they essentially collected taxes for the Romans. And you know, that wasn't fun for the Jewish people to be under the rule of the Romans. And also they would skim some money off the top. They were not well liked. You know, no, but you don't like people who take your money. So for Jesus to choose a tax collector as one of the pillars of his church, I mean, one of the inner circle, a tax collector, that is controversial. And if you're running a business, you wouldn't choose somebody like Matthew, probably. I mean, the guy didn't have experience. You know, if you're Jesus, you're starting a church, right? Wouldn't you think you're going to pick your master theologians, the guys with all the credentials? And who's he pick? He picks fishermen. He picks tax collectors. The people no one else would place any confidence in. These are the guys that Jesus picked. And you know, when I look at a story like that, like Matthew, I realize there's hope for me. You know, there's hope for me. Because if I say yes and go along with Jesus and follow him and trust him and lean on him and ask him to help me, he can do great things through me. By myself, I can't do anything. I know that. I know that. I'm going to get nothing done, but through him, through his help. You know that verse, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things in him who gives me strength. That's a popular verse. It's true. So let's read this gospel from today's Mass. Again, it's the Feast of St. Matthew, so this is a special, what the church calls a proper gospel. This gospel is chosen specifically for this feast of St. Matthew. This is Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. So here's what we have. We have Matthew, the apostle, writing about the call of Matthew. So he's writing about his own story by Jesus. This is right from the horse's mouth. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. Now, I just want to make the point here that Jesus is passing by. You know, we see this a lot in the Gospels, several times in the Gospels. Jesus is passing by. This is a reminder for you and me that we shouldn't put off following Jesus until another day. For instance, I'm busy now. I have a lot of work to do. I'm working overtime. One of these days, I'm going to get serious about my Christianity. I'm going to get really serious about following Jesus. I'm not ready yet because it might require me to do too many things. But one of these days, well, you know what? One of these days may never come. And here's what happens when you put things off. I find this to be the case in my life. They often don't get done because something else keeps coming up. The fact that Jesus is passing by reminds you and me that we got to seize the moment. If Jesus is passing by, now technically this isn't true, but try to get where I'm going with this. If Jesus is passing by, we might not always have that opportunity to say yes to him. Again, that's not really true, but I'm trying to get you the idea, get across this idea of this sense of urgency. Today, he wants me to commit my life to him today. And look, that's more than just going to church on Sunday. I'm an expert. I'm an expert at going through the motions. I did it for years. And all the while thinking I'm a really good Catholic, feeling pretty good about myself. You know, I go to church. I even throw some money in the collection basket when I feel like it. What a good person I am. I wasn't a good person. I was selfish. But we fool ourselves sometimes. Today is the day that Jesus is coming to you and me through this gospel. He speaks to us through the gospels, through all of the scriptures. And he's inviting you and me, giving us the same offer that he gives Matthew. He's passing by, though. So don't put it off until tomorrow. All right, let me continue. I got hung up on the first line of this gospel. It's really, really a good one. It's not that long. Don't panic. So he sees him at the customs post. Matthew's on the job. It's just a regular day at the office for Matthew. He's collecting his taxes at the customs post. So what does Jesus do? He seeks him out in the workplace, and he presents to him an offer, very simple offer. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now, why in the world would Matthew follow him? You know, I wrote about this in my daily email devotional today. You might think that there has to be more to it than this. He probably said something else other than simply follow me. But here's what I think. This is written by Matthew. I mean, he's the guy. He's writing about his calling by Jesus, his encounter with Jesus. Don't you think if Jesus said more, then Matthew would include it? And this is Matthew's account of what happened. And according to his own words, all Jesus said was, "Follow me." And what happened? He got up and he followed him. Whoa, are you kidding me? Jesus comes to me in the office when I'm on the computer doing my work. He comes into my office, struts in there, right? And he says, "Gary, follow me." I would say, "You got to be kidding. What do you mean, follow you? I got work to do." It's not like he's saying, "Hey, can you take a break for a couple minutes?" He is saying, "Follow me." There's an implication there. This is not just, from now on, I want you to listen to what I say. I'm going to shoot you an email every day, and you are going to try to put my words into practice. No, he is literally saying to Matthew, "Leave your job, stand up, follow me, leave your old way of life behind, and follow me where I go." You know what else? Matthew doesn't know where. He didn't say, "Follow me where." He just said, "Follow me." And what happened? Matthew got up and he followed him. That's nuts. It is nuts. Until we think about something. This story tells us something about the power of an encounter with Jesus. Look, I was a software guy. I was not a risk taker. Somewhere after meeting Jesus, legitimately, a personal encounter with Jesus, and really getting to know him as a person, in all my sinfulness and lukewarmness and apathy, he came to me, it blew me away, and I started following him. And I really did leave everything behind. It's a gradual process. I didn't leave everything behind right away. You don't have to sell all your possessions. That's not what he's talking about here. I did end up making a lot of moves, moving to a smaller home, a much smaller home, downsizing dramatically. I mean, all that happened. It didn't happen overnight. But it's more of a leaving your old way of life, your old way of thinking, your old way of acting, your self-control, your controlling nature. Leave it all behind and follow Jesus. He followed him. And now while he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this. These are the religious guys, the holy rollers, right? And they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and he said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meanings of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners.'" The message for you and me from Jesus, the offer, follow me. He's saying that to you and to me today. Now, wherever we are on the journey with him, we can always get a little closer. There's always something else we can leave behind. He's making that offer to us today. Follow me. Are you willing? Are you willing to leave whatever gets between you and Jesus behind? Pray for that grace, okay? I'm going to tell you something, and I mean this sincerely. You will never regret it. Following Jesus has been the greatest thing I've ever done. My life is better now than it ever has been. Okay, so take it seriously. Follow him today. He's going to give you the grace and the peace and the happiness that you seek. I promise you, all right? Look, I got to run. It's been a pleasure. God willing, I plan to be back with you here tomorrow on Following the Truth. I hope you'll be able to join me. Again, if you need anything, Gary@followingthetruth is my email address. Hope you have a wonderful day. Make that time. Spend a little time with Jesus today. And if you don't really feel you know him, invite him into your life. Say, "Lord, I want to know you more. I want to be like Matthew. I want you to say to me, 'Follow me.'" He's going to say, I promise. God bless you. Talk to you next time on Following the Truth.